Attention teachers and school district staff, did you know your employee benefits may give you access to MASA, Medical Transport Solutions? If you or your family needed a ground ambulance, it could cost thousands. The average air ambulance could cost over $50,000. Your health insurance may not always fully cover those costs. But when you get MASA coverage during your open enrollment, MASA will pay for the ambulance costs that your insurance doesn't. MASA will even pay for claim denials, copays, and deductibles. An ambulance is dispatched every second, and medical bills are a leading cause of bankruptcy. Why be at risk? Plus, as teachers and school district staff, you can receive special pricing on MASA. But only when you sign up through your employee benefits. During open enrollment, remember this sound and look for MASA in your benefits package. It takes just a few minutes to sign up. Don't wait for your enrollment to close. Protect yourself and your finances with MASA, Medical Transport Solutions. Not all MASA products and services are available to residents of all states. For additional information and disclosures about MASA plans, visit info.masamts.com/disclaimers. Estimates based on air ambulance claims data received by MASA. Individual claims may vary.
How do people make their mark in Garland?
They start with an idea.
They take a chance.
They feel the vibe.
They join the dance.
They forge their own path.
They live at their own pace.
In a hometown that's a giant makerspace.
Because Garland is a city of doers.
Of hobbyists.
Of artists.
Of entrepreneurs.
They're all making their mark in Garland, Texas.
Come make yours.
Visit MakeYourMarkGarland.com today.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you with a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is a Signal Storm podcast.
Greetings, salutations, howdy, my friends. Welcome to the Salcedo Storm Podcast. I am pleased that you make us part of your regular download regimen. I think when you take the Salcedo Storm Podcast, the Chris Salcedo Show on radio, and the Chris Salcedo Show on television in toto, I think we have done one of the best jobs of covering what has transpired in the Texas legislature in the last legislative session. It has been absolutely abhorrent. It has been abysmal. The fact that, what, two out of the eight Republican priorities were even addressed by the Texas House, even got to the floor for a vote. Rest of it died in calendars and were killed by the Obama lawyer hired by Speaker Dade Phelan to kill legislation from conservatives that would have helped Texans, that would have kept us more free and safe. It was up to this parliamentarian, an Obama lawyer, to kill all of this good legislation. So they conspired. The Texas House leadership conspired against conservatives. Matt Rinaldi, who we're going to talk to in this podcast, Matt Rinaldi told me in the past that it seems the Texas House leadership despises their own voters. And they do. They do. I have come to that conclusion as well. Only by their actions. And this legislative session was a disgrace as compared certainly to previous legislative sessions when conservatives got a heck of a lot more done. Let me give you an example. In past sessions, the state of Texas defunded Planned Parenthood. They took a stand for life, stopping the slaughter of innocent children by putting limits on abortion. That's led to 10,000 more births in the state of Texas, according to one analysis. More babies alive. And that's led to desperation, deviancy, and debauchery from this Democrat organization. Texas Planned Parenthood offers sex ed, hosts puberty parties. As Texas parents search for summer programs, Planned Parenthood is offering to teach kids as young as fourth grade about puberty, sexuality, and sex. The organization, known for providing transgender hormone therapy, giving teens advice on contraception, and being the nation's largest baby slaughterer, is advertising their free summer education series. The courses range from virtual sessions and sex ed camps to period parties. Planned Parenthood for Greater Texas's Puberty and Periods parties are held for fourth graders and fifth graders. to discuss physical puberty changes, menstruation, and menstrual products. Okay, isn't that mom and dad's job? But you see, in sessions past, the Texas legislature stood up against these left-wing extremists who are targeting our children, literally and figuratively. This legislative session, not so much. There was a bill being debated that would have created a Texas Border Patrol because, as you all know, Beijing Biden and the left-wing Democrats, the people that the Texas House leadership serves, not conservatives, the Republican Texas leadership serves these left-wing extremists who are working to make us all less safe. They killed the creation of a Texas Border Patrol. They just out and out killed it. And what's the result? Illegal alien busted in Houston for trafficking guns and drugs to cartels. He was found with a rocket launcher, two rocket-propelled grenades, heroin, and lots of cash. Of course, this is the idea of getting along with Democrats that is so beloved and so cherished by Texas Republican leadership, that they'd be willing to make sure that folks with rocket-propelled grenades are released into your neighborhoods just so they could say, look at how we're getting along with socialist Democrats as so-called Republican leaders in the Texas House. Of course, you all know about so-called Republicans in the Texas House stabbing every parent and child in the back by denying parental school choice and education freedom. You also know that, air quotes, Republicans inside of the Texas House fought like hell to make sure that communist China could still buy land in the state of Texas, that the People's Republic of Iran, the number one state sponsor of terrorism, could still buy land in Texas, that Mother Russia could continue to buy land in the state of Texas. Don't get me started on having Democrat chairs in charge of a Republican-controlled House. Don't get me started on this impasse with the Senate not being able to come to an agreement, you know, on property taxes. You know what they should do? They should just say, you know what, we've got this massive billions and billions and billions of dollars surplus. I think it's $32 billion is somewhere in the neighborhood. We've got this massive dollar amount that we took more than we should have from the people of Texas. We have enough money to implement both the Texas House and the Texas Senate programs together and give back the people of Texas what they've earned, their own money. The conduct of these so-called Republicans and their hatred for their own voters is starting to earn them the proper response from we, the people. From the Texas scorecard, Brandon Hall enters race to challenge Glenn Rogers. Challenger Brandon Hall says the Texas legislature is plagued with crony politicians. He would be right. Then you have conservative activist Dale Hulls seeks Texas House seat. Hulls is challenging State Rep Gary Van Dever in the Republican primary for House District 1. And my understanding is, folks, Gary, because of his siding with left-wing Republicans defeating conservative measures, not to mention the Paxton vote, the absurd, outlandish impeachment of Ken Paxton. So it looks like these, what some would call rhinos, I don't like that term, because in this day and age, the term Republican doesn't mean anything. To call somebody a Republican in name only suggests that the word Republican means something. It doesn't. And it should, again, a man who might be able to help us get there, the chairman, the conservative chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, Matt Rinaldi, coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government. Everybody's got an agenda, right? And in America, for the time being, that's okay. But I think folks would be stupid to fund an agenda that doesn't align with their own. Patriot Mobile can help you with that. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile, you're going to get an industry-leading coverage guarantee. You're going to get all kinds of discounts for our first responder heroes and our veterans. But you're also going to be supporting a company that supports your values and donates to your values. And there's an added bonus. You'll also be supporting me, your liberty-loving Latino. Every single person who goes to patriotmobile.com/storm and makes the switch. You support the Salcedo Storm podcast, keeping my voice independent. Hey, I worked for a company that changed the rules in the middle of the game. I couldn't talk about the issues important to you. It was then I realized my voice needed to be independent. I think Tucker Carlson's discovering that too. Head to patriotmobile.com/storm. Make the switch today. Use my promo code STORM. Get free activation and stop funding the woke crowd. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/storm.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
Let me bring on somebody who shares my frustration with government at all levels. He is Matt Rinaldi, the conservative chairman of the Republican Party of Texas. He's a former Texas representative who spent 4 years in that Texas House. God love him. Mr. Rinaldi, welcome back.
Thank you.
So, cocaine found at the White House. Now, I there are people out there who say, well, this is no big deal. You know, nothing to see here. What are your thoughts?
I just think it's indicative of the administration that's being run. I mean, it was found in the library, I believe. I don't know if it was a work area or I heard from one report saying it was the library. I don't know. Was Hunter there recently?
Yes. Yes, he was. And I'm hearing differing reports as well. We're hearing it's a workstation in the West Wing. I've heard the library report. I've heard the Secret Service found it. And it was an area where Hunter Biden was working. So that the foreign press is reporting more, shall we say, accurately on what's been going on and what they've been hearing from sources, in particular inside the Secret Service, than the American press has. Which, of course, we've come to expect. The American press believes in keeping our people in the dark about the antics of Democrats. We've grown used to that. But again, just from 30,000 feet up, the headlines screaming on Independence Day, cocaine found at the White House, that's not a good look, is it?
No, nothing in this administration is a good look. It isn't a good look when you have cocaine at the White House. It isn't a good look when you have a country in disarray that cities are burning. It isn't a good look when the guy in charge of it all can't put together a coherent sentence.
No, it's very true. And that there are those inside the Republican Party who say we must get along with and accommodate and make up the difference for those deficiencies rather than defeating those deficiencies. And that brings me to the state of Texas. You know, as we're looking at cocaine found at the White House, I'm reminded of the episodes that marred this last legislative session where we had video evidence of various legislators who call themselves Republicans, Mr. Chairman, in various states of impairment on the House floor. You want to connect the dots on that, reflect on that?
Well, I had only seen the video of the speaker slurring his speech and being presumably visibly impaired. It certainly looked like it from the video. But there's a problem in Texas we have. We have a very united Republican Party that I am privileged to lead, where our congressional delegation, our Texas Senate, and virtually all of our statewide officials, if not all of our statewide officials, are on the same page and united to fight this threat from the left. And then you have the Texas House sitting over by itself in the corner, sharing power with Democrats and trying to stop us every time we make progress. And it's a problem. And the problem stems from the fact that we are the only state in the country, and the Texas House is the only body that shares leadership with Democrats voluntarily that needs to stop.
No, amen to that. And as a matter of fact, there was a censure measure for Speaker Phelan the man you mentioned, who you saw the video. But although we have video evidence of other Republican members, I'm told that Charlie Guerin has also been seen in various states of impairment on video at the Texas Capitol, alleged states of impairment. We're not exactly sure. He may have not slept at a motel that was of his liking, or it could have been something else. We can't verify because nobody seems to want to talk about the seedy underbelly of the Texas House. But there is a man who is challenging Speaker Phelan by the name of David Covey. He is from Orange County, Texas. And there was something that happened in that Republican Party, that local chapter, that county chapter. They had all of the precinct chairs ready to vote to censure Dade Phelan, but the chairman there refused to allow the vote. He basically broke all the rules and refused to allow the vote. Isn't that a problem?
Yeah, it is, and it shows the corruption that goes on in that area. I mean, it's clearly pressure from the speaker. That the speaker's weighing on him. He's threatening to cut off his donations if he lets this vote go forward. So he's silencing the will of his precinct chairs. And the precinct chairs were overwhelmingly ready to rebuke the speaker. And you're talking about Orange County, which is the strongest Republican area in the speaker's district, was ready to censure him. And the county chair put a stop to it. It's ridiculous.
Well, he broke all the bylaws and, Robert's Rules of Order, and all he broke every rule in the book to protect a speaker who protects and makes sure Democrat priorities are met in the state of Texas.
Yeah, we need to follow the rules. It's clear that they have the vote. So I do hope that if there was something legitimate with the rules, I do hope that they come back and do it next meeting, but we shall see. Speaking about the speaker's opponent, David Covey, great opponent. Actually, he was my strongest challenger when I ran for state GOP chair.
Oh.
And that's one of those rare instances where, you come out with very high admiration for the person you were running against. And I certainly do with him. Very capable, very great candidate, very intelligent, very conservative.
Yeah. By the way, folks, we're talking with Matt Rinaldi. He is the conservative chairman of the Republican Party of Texas. I on the Salcedo Storm podcast, I interviewed Mr. Covey. I found him to be quite impressive and right-minded, meaning he believes he's a Republican. He believes that you have to live up to being a Republican and you have to deliver for your constituents. And that seems to be a rare concept with the current leadership in the Texas House. That has prompted Sid Miller, the agricultural commissioner, to go on a, quote, rhino hunt. Now, he points out that he had more votes in the general election than did the governor, the lieutenant governor, and Ken Paxton. And he says, you don't want me showing up into your district and primarying you if you're one of these recalcitrant Republicans that are standing in the way of good conservative priorities like school choice, of getting tax reform done, and other conservative issues. And Sid Miller, by the way, I got to tell you, Mr. Rinaldi, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, he was thrown off of Twitter. He was thrown off of Twitter for saying he was going to go on a rhino hunt. So do you think Mr. Miller is on the right track here?
Yeah, I mean, I actually defended him on that on Twitter. I did see that. Sid has the view that a lot of us do right now as Republicans. It's like we are on the cusp of losing our country, and Republicans are united, and there's this one branch of government, just the leadership. I mean, there are fine conservatives in the House, but the leadership of one branch of government in the most important red state in the country is effectively rogue and aiding Democrats. And so many of the Republican voters don't know that. So you've got the Attorney General, you've got Sid Miller, you've got the Texas GOP, our county parties, the Texas Senate are all ready to shine the light on what's going on here in the state of Texas. And to be honest, if I was a House member who was falling in with leadership, I'd feel a little uneasy going into that March primary.
And that leads me to my question is, what is the strategy when you have, as you rightly point out, you got the lieutenant governor's office, you've got the governor prioritizing a lot of conservative priorities. You've got the Senate, you've got the party, you've got the people all pushing in one direction, but you have the leadership of the Texas House, not the entire Texas House, just the leadership of the Texas House that is committed to leftist Marxist agenda items. How do we defeat that? Is it a simple matter of identifying the individuals who are part of that leadership and then primarying them? But I looked this last session, Mr. Rinaldi, I saw 23 Republicans who voted to stab parents and children in the back by denying parental school choice. I mean, is it just leadership, or do we have a bigger problem in that Texas House?
I mean, listen, you change the leadership, you change everything. There are so many politicians that will go along with the leadership, thinking that leadership will protect them politically. Mm-hmm. And then when you get bad leadership, like we currently have in the Texas House, the speaker's making them take bad votes. It's going to be votes that are going to hurt them. And when they see that, and when they see that the speaker isn't protecting them, they're doing things that are honestly just bizarre. I mean, just bizarre political maneuvers, like impeaching the attorney general when session was still in, and we still had so many of these priorities on the table. Just bizarre political moves that would hurt the people following him. When they realize he's not protecting him and he's hurting him, he's going to be in trouble when he runs for speaker again.
Well, now, speaking of the impeachment, because we saw the committee, these Republican so-called leaders, they consulted with an Obama attorney. That's been reported in the Texan and other sources. And we also have come to find out that Speaker Dade Phelan's right-hand guy, the parliamentarian, is also a former Obama lawyer. So yeah, he was the Marxist in charge of defeating all of these conservative bills on what many of us would consider technicalities. Oh, you didn't put the E in the word the. Thus, the entire bill goes back to committee and is defeated. Can you tell me any legitimate excuse for a so-called Republican speaker to hire a Marxist leftist attorney that was an Obama attorney as the parliamentarian? Is there any other excuse other than to defeat conservative measures that you can think of?
No, there's absolutely no legitimate rationale for it as a conservative Republican. He appointed a Democrat parliamentarian. He appointed, I think it was eight Democrat committee chairs, eight or nine Democrat committee chairs. He routinely elevates Democrat bills and bills that pass with a majority of Republicans against the bill, which the Senate doesn't do, which Congress doesn't do. And he impeached the attorney general, relying completely on the word of investigators, mm-hmm, who were associated with Ann Johnson, a Democrat on the committee. I mean, that was basically the Ann Johnson show. The impeachment was a Democrat from the Houston area. So, yeah, Democrats are running the show in the House, and it's bad, and we need to make a change.
Well, I can tell you on the media landscape, Chairman Rinaldi, that there are most of conservative talk radio is with you and trying to hold the Texas House accountable for what they've done, the Texas House leadership accountable for what they've done. There are some major radio stations in the state of Texas who have foregone politics. They call themselves conservative talk radio, but they won't talk about the issues that impact the people of Texas. They've forbade lawmakers from appearing on their radio stations. So those who are in the fight, aside from that, what can the people do to help you in your efforts to bring accountability? And what does that look like? What does the plan look like? Are you still formulating that?
No, I mean, the plan looks like, first of all, I tell them to go to texasgop.org, sign up for our email blasts, just so you can get informed as to what's going on. And then once you are, please stay up to date, let your neighbors know, call your legislators, tell them what you would like to see them do, and just get active and involved, because that's the only way we're going to change that.
Now, I floated something earlier, and I want to see what you think about this, because I'm not sure about the logistics, and maybe there are some pitfalls. I suggested that the majority of the chairmen are in the counties around Texas are sitting on their duffs and doing nothing. They won't censure the speaker, as we already pointed out. They won't censure John Cornyn for betraying the planks, the alleged planks of the Republican Party of Texas. So I have suggested that we no longer donate to those local chapters, that they send the money directly to you in the state party, and then those do-nothing chairmen can go to you for any funding that they might need, and then you can ask them, what have you done to bring accountability and to live up to the Republican Party platform? Is that a good strategy as well, to defund some of these do-nothing chairmen on the local level?
Well, I mean, I think most of the chairmen at the local level are really great. You know, we work with them really well, and they're great partners in what we do. There's just a few. There's a few sprinkled around the state that are issues. So what I always tell everybody to do is support your local party and ask your SREC member. That's the State Republican Executive Committee. We have two per Senate district.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's for the State Republican Party. If you perceive that there's a problem. But no, I would say, you know, support your local party, support the state party. And if you perceive there's an issue going on, like in Orange County, where there's clearly an issue, or Jefferson County, you know, ask your SREC member, am I right here? And then they'll let you know whether there is, and then give your support to the state party.
But you're also not going to turn down donations to the state party, are you?
Heck no.
We
need it.
Very good. Matt Rinaldi, everybody. Conservative chairman for the Republican Party of Texas. Give the website one more time. Folks want to get involved.
It's texasgop.org. And join the grassroots club if you can. That's like $8 a month. We do need the funding, because when you're actually speaking the truth, you don't get those establishment donations that usually come to the party when you have an establishment chair and executive committee.
Understood. Thank you, Mr. Rinaldi. Appreciate the visit.
Thank you.
That puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Visit two websites, TexasScorecard.com, that's TexasScorecard.com, and ChrisSalcedo.com, ChrisSalcedo.com. When you go to Texas Scorecard, you're going to get news, you're going to get commentary, you're going to get everything that's big in Texas that impacts our state and beyond. And when you go to ChrisSalcedo.com, you'll get me. How to track down the Chris Salcedo radio shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas, simulcast on Rumble and Getter, and also on television on Newsmax TV, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It is rather measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. You stay safe out there, my friends.
What could be more perfect than the perfect ratio of sizzling sausage to freshly cracked egg to melty cheese sandwiched together in a perfectly toasted McDonald's McMuffin? If we added jalapenos to spice things up.
Introducing the new cheesy jalapeno sausage McMuffin with egg. Pair yours today with a refreshing medium iced coffee, now even bolder, at participating McDonald's compared to prior iced coffee.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. The best time to get a great deal on a Jeep SUV is now, during the Summer of Jeep event. Visit Jeep.com or your local Jeep brand dealer to find the perfect Jeep SUV for you. And now Texas residents get 2.9% financing for 72 months on the 2023 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo and Grand Cherokee El Laredo. 2.9% APR financing for 72 months equals $15.15 per month per 1,000 finance for well-qualified buyers to Chrysler Capital regardless of down payment. Not all buyers will qualify. Contact dealer for details. Take retail delivery by 7/31/23. Jeep is a registered trademark.